This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, I'm Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Steve Giordano. He's an airline pilot in his day job, but him and a partner are also working on a kind of unique other little side business that he's going to talk to us about. They get to travel around the world and do some kind of unusual flying. Hi, Steve. Thanks for talking to us. Why don't you tell us how this got started and some of the places that you go and some of the types of airplanes that you fly?
Yeah, of course. So, our background is a regular civilian airline pilot background. We've worked our way up. I've got a partner, a business partner in our little adventure here. And actually started off, we were flying together for the same airline for a number of years, and we bid a month together, and he had been doing some contract flying, and this stuff is a whole lot more exciting than, you know, your typical domestic airline turns that we all do on a daily basis. And he said, "Hey, Steve, would you like to go to Serbia next week?" I said, "Wow, that sounds exciting." So we ended up contracting for another guy, just as independent flight crew members. This one was a DC-9 about 7 years ago now, and basically caught the fever there. I mean, it was an exciting thing. We moved an empty airplane to an airline customer who was taking delivery of this aircraft. Actually, this was a private aircraft, and hopped over the North Atlantic and was hooked from there. I mean, getting into aviation, pretty much all pilots have the same story. We love our machines, and we love seeing the world and going to exotic places. And so basically from there, I ended up working with Gloyd, who's my partner, and we worked as contract pilots for 5 or 6 years together, flying 737s, MD-80s, DC-9s, eventually 75 and 767s for other people, until about 4 years ago, where we put together our own business, Jet Test and Transport. And more than just actually moving the aircraft, we're fully involved in the logistics of getting an airplane moved from point A to point B. So our customers are lease companies, some of the larger lease companies, foreign airlines, domestic airlines. We've done some work for, some pretty big name carriers, JAL, Delta, startups all over the world. And when they take delivery of an aircraft, whether it be purchased or on-off lease or return, or they need to logistically move this aircraft, and that involves overflight permits and flight planning and fuel and fuel planning and, you know, maintenance records and customs documents, and there's a whole lot to it. So what our business does is it simplifies that process, and they call us, and we put a plan together. We coordinate, we gather fuel prices, we quote the airline, and then when we're chosen, we facilitate the movement, the delivery. Just finished up moving a bunch of 737s that were former Continental United 737-500s over to Southeast Asia, and a movement like that requires fuel stops 5 times through the South Pacific, coordination with winds and overflight, and places in the Marshall Islands and Papua New Guinea, so it's a whole lot more than just getting in and flying point A to point B in an aircraft that's capable of it, and that's kind of where we excel.
So one of the attractions of this for you has been to get out there and see the world. What are some of the places that you've been to?
You name it, pretty much everywhere. I still say the only continent that I have yet to see is Antarctica, and I've seen it from the air.
Wow.
just not landed there. Yeah, we've been pretty much everywhere. We tend to be pretty focused right now in Asia and Southeast Asia. There's a lot of development in those markets, a lot of expansion with the airlines in those markets, but pretty much every country over there. We've done quite a bit in Europe, Western and Eastern Europe, South America over the years, the Middle East, a lot in Africa.
Okay, so another of your goals really was to challenge your flying skills. Can you give us some examples of that?
Just one particular experience out of many. We were moving an aircraft over to Africa a couple of years ago, and it was a DC-9. It was an older airplane, and it had a hydraulic problem, a malfunction with the main landing gear. We lost some fluid, and this happened while we were already in Africa, and so the resources for being able to get things repaired are just not there. And although we were equipped with sat phones and we have contacts And we've developed a lot of contacts over the years, you know, with mechanics and you know, people that we can call on to get information. A lot of the times that we're left to deal with things on our own, and this was one of those situations. It was actually the day before Christmas Eve. I believe it was 4 years ago, and you know, had a hydraulic problem in flight on a leg between Casablanca and Dakar, Senegal. The right main gear kind of fell out into the slipstream because it was no longer supported by the uplatch, and there was no more fluid left in the landing gear. So we in the landing gear system. So, you know, we had now a wheel hanging out in the slipstream. The airplane was not performing the way it should. We had to descend, which means higher fuel burn. So we're making calculations, and of course the sun had already gone down, and there's just very limited options over the Western Sahara. So we calculated that we'd make it into Dakar. We made it into Dakar. Ultimately, it was a little nerve-wracking. As we got there, we're both running calculations. The guy I was flying with was saying, "Oh, we're going to make it there with 2,000 pounds of fuel remaining." I'm like, "Well, I think we're going to make it there with like 500 pounds remaining." And ultimately, it worked out, and there really weren't any other options. We got in there, and then for 3 days, missing Christmas, you know, we were there with aircraft manuals that had been faxed, and we ended up having to make repairs ourselves that were able to get us, you know, get us through. And then, you know, we had some civil aviation authority over there come out and inspect our work, and I mean, it was not something that you'd really encounter as a guy who's used to steering the airplane.
Right, definitely, yeah. It's a different world when you get out into some of these more remote parts of the planet.
There are some very remote parts of the planet, yes. and it's something that never ceases to amaze me. You know, we'll land in places in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that really things haven't changed in you know, 200 years. And, you know, you get into some of these places and it's, you know, there are people like looking at the airport, you know, standing at the airport fence, looking in at the airplanes arriving, saying, who could possibly be flying in here for fuel? So it's definitely, we get to see some things that the average pilot doesn't see. It's exciting, it's fun, and it's niche and unique, and you know, we'd love to just continue to find success in this odd end of the industry.
Okay, well, I wish you a lot of luck, and I thank you for talking with us today.
All right, thank you, Mary.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.